I salute thy voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
If you want to know whether somebody is matured or not, there are certain characteristics you must look out for. So you can be a very young pastor, yet in the spirit you are very old, and you can be a very old pastor, yet in the spirit you are very young.
And
so you can be healing the sick, you can be working miracles, you can be doing anything. They are just gifts that God blessed you with. That one has nothing to do with your spiritual age or maturity. They are just gifts. And the gifts of God, they are without repentance. It doesn't mean spiritually you are matured.
And now
listen, we explain that what we mean by maturity, we are talking about your full development, that is mentally, spiritually, emotionally, your holistic development into the very image and character of Jesus. That means that how you have developed to start looking and start behaving like Jesus, start handling issues like Jesus, start reacting like Jesus, start carrying yourself like Jesus. How well you look like Jesus is what we mean your maturity.
Do you
understand that? How well you are looking like Jesus is the measure of your growth. Do you look like Jesus? Emotionally, do you carry yourself like Jesus? Psychologically, do you carry yourself like Jesus? Spiritually, do you conduct yourself like Jesus? If you understand it that way, you see that we have a lot of babies around us. Even though they are in clericals and they are in apostolic gowns, but they are babies.
It is a nanti as any free hanum dia, no be me won say any yamu ye won kola umupa. Emposu won su obi ahye osofo kaso kese ahye no no. Enso na ebi o ya kola e wurade mu.
That is why they always disgrace their churches. You see them, they say they've done this, they've done that, they've done this, like every day issue. But they are prophesying, but they are doing other things.
And you see, and maybe a tomb, maybe a nimguasi, a tibi banya, asafu, a dumani, a numu, if you say, maybe I know Unini, our radimu, and so, maybe a baby, need to make your way to your fantasy way.
And the Bible says that woe unto you if your leader is a child.
Now, Bible, I catch you, say, Munye, Muamu, Mumpeni, for a young kola, or Mumu, and me,
woe unto you if the one leading you is a child. That means that you are in trouble if your leader is a child. But God was not speaking about a child as in physical age. He was talking about maturity in the spirit, maturity emotionally, maturity psychologically. He's talking about the full development. That is why in the Bible there were some kings like someone like Amaziah, who became a king when he was in his teen. He was a teenager and became a king. There was even someone who became a king at age 8 years old. Yeah. Hosea, 8 years old. So it's not talking about age. Tell somebody, it's not about age.
And you catch your daughter and say, "Yeah, can you na enye infie ni ni mu debi."
So tell somebody, choose your leaders well.
And you catch your daughter and say, "Oh, fa peni biya, fa peni ni ye."
Choose your leaders well. Amen. Now we have seen the three stages. We said when you are born, the first stage you are born into, like a natural birth, is the stage of what? Babyhood. Everybody say babyhood stage. And what did we explain as the characteristics of the babyhood stage? In 1 Peter 2 verse 2, it says that as newborn babies, that means that when we are born again, we are born as babies. Every one of us. In the spirit, we were born as babies.
And don't you send your church to see we are mofra.
You have to be strategic. Look for the real word for baby, because you are about to mention another abofra, so you don't confuse yourself.
Not just say, yeah, cause baby. We are calling afena yawo fufu.
Okay, then just qualify it so that the difference will be clear. Because Nyamiche is abofra, Yoda too is abofra. If you do that, you confuse the message. Okay, are you guys ready? So when you are born as a baby.
Let us say, why are you frank?
And 1 Corinthians 3:1 says that Paul was complaining about the Corinthian church that you people, when I am even talking to you, I cannot talk to you as mature people, but I talk to you as babies.
Now, send Paul, catch on, say, minimum kasa, minimum kasa, send penny for minimum kasa to send kola abofra afen yawono.
So we said, how do babies behave so that we know whether we are there or not?
And with your baba, but she said, yes, I am a fryer womb for fry, but frank and send me here. Never who say, honey, you are, and I say, you baby.
And we explained that these are some of their characteristics. We did that last week.
Now, your tremu and now what you tremu, am I young about fry? I want to for send you.
We said they can't do a lot of things for themselves. It's like they can't do anything for themselves. They are just lying down.
Now, but fry, I want to for the own what you mean, own him.
They cannot help themselves to eat. You have to help
so,
them. Even if they are hungry, they cannot help themselves. They cannot get up to go and bath. If they want to use the washroom, they cannot use the washroom. Because they are babies, they cannot help themselves.
If you say, why are you a friend?
That is why the mother must always be checking. Always checking. That, maybe he needs water. He will need milk. He will need this. Like always. Now, when you give birth to someone, when you bring someone into Christ, we said the person has been born again. He's a baby. So you must teach him how to read his Bible. You must teach her how to pray. You must teach her how to do quiet time. You must teach her, okay, stop this. Don't do this. Don't go here. Go there. Don't say this. Don't say that. Oh, don't drink alcohol. Don't. You have to teach them everything. Thing because they don't know anything. Understand wait, that. So that you stop expecting anything powerful from a new believer. Don't expect anything serious from a new believer.
Wait.
The moment you saw that, hey, they said the guy has gone to drink again. Say, hey, you are going to drink again. Leave my church. I don't want drunkards in the church.
You understand
because this is a baby. He doesn't even know what you are talking about.
Then
he doesn't even understand what you are talking about. Meanwhile, he has accepted Jesus. He believes in Jesus.
And so
you have to now help them with everything. All he can eat is milk. All a baby can take is milk. He cannot take fufu, even though your chief food is fufu. You can't give the baby fufu.
You can't give the baby face the wall.
How many of you know face the wall? You can't give your baby face. You kill the baby. The organs are not that developed. It cannot digest face the wall. How many of you here like face the wall? Speak the truth and shame the devil. It's a very spiritual food.
Very, very spiritual.
All the foods in Ghana, if you are looking for a very spiritual food, is face the wall.
Apa.
Do you know why it's a very spiritual food?
Because the cassava has to die twice before you are using it. It has to die twice. They first kill it, cook it, and then they have to now use it. It died. They dry it. It has to die twice. It's not. It's a very spiritual food. You don't know. You know. All he can eat is milk. He cannot take hard things. A four told them in verse 2 that I could not speak to you as babies. Verse 2, look at what he said. Let's be fast. Okay, I've done all this. I fed you with milk and not with solid food. I gave you milk. I can't give you solid food because you were a baby. Okay, I can't give you hard things. If you are a Christian, you cannot take hard preaching. The day your pastor preaches hard, you go home, you don't come again. This is where you belong.
It is only a Christian, Nessa Eda, so for back and summer a poet, cheap out things, I said, where they are not thing. Now, say, me quiet, so you can mean to move you out. Anyway, I call
that. This is where you belong. It's like, if the pastor knew that you were a baby, he shouldn't have given you that message. If it's too much for you.
Because
baby, he was preaching on fornication. Do not fornicate. He was preaching on drinking. Now, why are you drinking? And then you hear it, you say, no, I will not come back to this church again. Somebody has reported me to pastor.
You cannot
call a baby and advise a baby. Do you advise babies?
What mean for
I never seen any mother advising a baby before.
When will be our two
like you take your baby, say, hey, listen. I'm feeding you 2 o'clock. Make sure that you exercise self-control. I'll feed you 6 o'clock.
You
have a meeting with the baby. In 30 minutes, you start crying. It doesn't understand your counsel. That is how it works in the spirit. You see, when you are giving hard things to a baby, you are wasting your time. So typical of me, when you join the church fresh, I don't advise you. You join the church and then I see that you are in a very bad relationship and I ask you questions. I said, I will not talk about it. It's a waste of time. Because of that, you will not come back. Even for you to grow up. If I'm preaching and you hear something, fine. But for me to tell you that, hey, listen, the relationship you are in, this guy, hey, No, she cannot take it. She cannot take it. But you see, when you allow her to keep coming to church and she keep learning the Bible for herself, she keep hearing the word, she keep desiring more, and she start growing, now she herself will now come to you and talk to you about, because she's now learning the word. I have practical examples like that. She will now tell you that, daddy, I want to talk to you. See, the guy is said, now you are ready.
You go to about also a software. I feel the person knew didn't come before I brand him. I feel no bones say yeah.
Now, when you tell her that break up, she can break up.
I feel no cut to me, go back to my catch and said, there be, but baby, away am
well. Try it when they come fresh. They cannot. Tell somebody, we don't advise babies. Stop wasting your time. We don't advise babies. Some of you, I can see you, and I know that you are drunk, but I'll not ask you that. Why did you drink alcohol? I know you're drunk. You think I'm stupid? I don't. You think when I see a drunk person, I don't know? Oh, if you put all those things in your mouth like ginger, ginseng, and those things, you think I'm stupid? And then you're a woman. Oh, what are you talking about? So that I will not know that you have drunk. Oh, Charlie, be serious. Don't insult my intelligence. Jake Baker, Jimmy. I've been around for a very long time. So I know it when you are drunk, but I'll never ask you. I'll just chat with you. Oh, how are you? Hope you are fine. The Lord be with you, okay? Come to church. I will not talk about your drinking. Because I know your level. You're a baby. If I talk about it, rather you run from church and you will not rather grow. So rather, let me be patient with you and keep showing you love and keep teaching you and keep helping you so that with that you yourself but when you have grown in the Lord, you have grown in the Lord, and then you have attained a certain level, and I see that you are that one, I will confront you. That's
when
I will confront, because I know that you can take the discipline. You can take it.
If you say,
if you shout at a baby, she will start crying right now.
Hey,
start crying right now. But if you call an adult and say, hey, why did you do that? He will listen to you. He will have the chance to apologize, to repent. And he will not say.
So say Penia on the way in no utuni fwa obeti me apa chao obeti me adrenaline huwa kwechile and who said yeah can't no a idea your foot.
How many of you understand what I'm saying?
So
they can't take hard things, babies. They can't. And then we also said that they are so innocent. Babies, they are very blank. You have to teach them everything. They are blank. They don't know anything about the Lord.
So
Mr. Shepherd, help them gradually. Be patient with them. Don't be angry with them. Be patient with them and help them. Help them to know God step by step. Number 4, we said ignorance. Ignorance. They are very, very ignorant. They don't know what they are going to do which hurts them. They don't know fornication is destroying them. They don't know the alcohol is killing them. They don't know the womanizing is destroying them. Like, they don't know it. So you go and see my little girl as a baby, she can climb something. Then when she climb it, you are afraid she'll fall down. Then when she climb, then she'll now call you. Then she's happy. She wants to see that she has climbed it. You are saying, hey, you father. She sees it as an achievement.
Father,
she has climbed a chair. She's standing on the arm of the chair.
Then
she'll shout. That's my girl. She'll shout me that I should see. She has, because she know I said, don't climb. Hey, don't climb. So the day I don't see her fast, she'll climb it. Then she'll call me. Then she's laughing. She doesn't know I'm rather protecting her.
And so ebia onim se ebia na eye ebambo na mede ma no se ma onfra de na ebia ofra obeti ahye en so akwara de okoduru afa kra na na nani age ti wati mafro.
They can take your cream, then they are eating it. Say it's busily eating the cream, eating everything. How many of babies here?
Akwara de ono onfa hu se unku kra wo de sra no obeti matete adi adi aboribore no nyina.
Yesterday my little girl, she entered into the kitchen. Tomatoes that my wife has plans for, she went to mash all the tomato. I was mashing, she was happy. She doesn't know that she is spoiling. She was mashing it like that and scattered it on the floor. Then they can be sitting inside. They can mix your rice with powder. They pop up.
That's
like
they
sit like that.
And
when you come and say, hey, what are you doing? We love it. He doesn't know what you are disturbing yourself. You have to guide them. They don't understand anything. That is how it is. When they come into Christ, you tell them, don't do this thing. They don't know that this thing will hurt them. They don't know that worldly music is not good for spirituality. They don't know that bad company, bad friends, that if they keep bad friends, when they become born again, and you tell them that, listen, you have to separate yourself from this group of people you have been working with because you cannot be spiritual with them, they won't understand.
So be any person who can change and now for and I think we'll do what bomb we am wow our homes on TSC.
If they say, oh, they are my childhood friends, I grew up with them.
Oh, any person see them minimally free me, my friends, you men and say, I do baby, I'm a dream.
That is how babies are.
Sir, and number friends,
we said they cry a lot because of offense. Every little thing they will cry. They are hungry, they will cry. If they fall, they will cry. Everything, if you are leaving them, they are offended, and that's their way of expressing offense. If you take something from them, they will cry. Everything, they will cry. When people become born again and they are at that level, they become angry at everything in the church. The usher said they should sit here. They should have said they will sit there. They will be angry. They will stop church.
Oh,
they will stop. Shepherd said, why didn't you read your Bible? And the shepherd was hard a little. Oh, they've stopped church cry.
Like
when you correct them, they will be angry.
So those
of you who show those characteristics, you are manifesting babyhood characteristics. It's not good. Grow up. This message is to help you to find
yourself.
They have done something wrong. They fornicated. And they come and they hear a message on fornication. Or pastor calls them to the office and says that, listen, I've heard that you are doing this, you are doing that. That ends it.
They found their face,
they
will
come back. They are offended. Hey, those people, if they have funeral and they don't get a lot of people from the church to attend the funeral, they will stop church. Will you stop church because of funeral? People stop church because of funeral. Somebody stop church because of graduation. Only 10 people came for her graduation. Only 10. 10 is only. 10 is only. Meanwhile, the 10 people who went to the graduation, they gave all the money. Nobody gave. They are from the church and they gave all the money, all the fundraising, your MCD, they gave the money. And she stopped church. She went to sit somewhere and said that, announce graduation. In Kofuamba. So I called their leader. I said, didn't you guys go for the graduation? So we went. How many? We were 10. Only 10 people. He doesn't like it.
What?
Somebody stopped this church. Do you know why the person stopped? Should I shock you? Should I tell you? I went to visit the person. As a pastor. Me, I visit people a lot. Because I went to visit the person. And I was trying to find out, why? And I had a shock. Up to today, I've not recovered. I'm waiting for a new thing that will shock me more than that. It's been 3 years now. I've not found a new thing. You know what the person said? Why she has stopped church? Where is Nat? You are the reason why the person has stopped church. Do you know why? Because the person said when she comes to church, this guy doesn't take pictures of him.
Papa, way. I will take
picture. Ona, God, she remember.
On turn the picture that.
Say baby who stage.
Oh, try to picture that.
Because right. Because not knowing the person was on the church page. So always the person will dress nice. The person will come. When this guy is taking the picture, the person will smile. But he was not taking the person the picture.
For that picture, no was no, yeah, so papa, you won't turn the picture.
You'll be taking other people.
No, we try for pictures.
So, the lady will go to the church page on Monday and check for the pictures, and she was not seeing her face.
Papa, we sign what you are the
yes, no, so yes, this man.
Many suffer the preaching. That be a suffer meaning, Mr. Chef.
He too, he has his own issue. You see that you are causing trouble in the church. He has been preaching with me. You don't take him. Only me. You see. I think one time I heard that the instrumentalists were complaining. The instrumentalists who said that he was not taking them. So this thing about photograph, it's very important. But I was shocked that somebody can stop church because he didn't see her picture.
Now, so assuming I am a one.
That can only let you know that no, this one is just a baby in the Lord. You can't expect it. So you just have to have, oh, so I say, oh, sorry.
Kafra.
When your baby misbehaves, so you can't even say, it's okay. Meanwhile, the baby did a bad thing.
Send me a year at the one, cry a phone. Yet one boy, a book, near castle, oh, Kafra.
From today, we will take you pictures. Say, I receive it. So when I come in, do a nice makeup. Because the photographer, they are also looking for, you know, certain pictures to put out there. So if you come and you have not done your hair well, they will not take you.
Don't go back. Now, so I'm on why effect. Send a photo no so bit me a child.
They want people to see their pictures and say that, oh, this church, they have nice people. I'm going there. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So one unique thing about babies that they easily get offended. That's why in verse 3, Paul told them, you like gossip, you like envy, you like strife, aka, I don't talk to you, I don't talk, division. Are you not carnal? Are you not behaving like me, amen? So these are traits of babies. If you are always fighting with someone in the church, if you are always having a problem with someone in the church, if you are always confronted, I don't talk to brother A, I don't talk to sister B, I don't talk to this. So always you can't keep friends. Today, this will be your friend. After 3 months, you stop working with the person. Now this one is your friend. When we ask, you say that he did ABCD to me.
It's a
babyhood level. May God help us. Then we also said that lack of self-control. They lack self-control. In the car, they can poo-poo. They will not wait to get home. They can poo-poo in the car. They will not wait to get home. You, a mature person, you wait, isn't it? A lot of girls, they get embarrassed by their babies because their babies want to drink breast milk and they are in the trotro. And you, the breast that she has guarded for years, that she has protected for years, are a auditing point. Because she is now born one, the baby say that, bring out that well-cherished breast and showcase it in the car. So that the mate will see some, the driver will see some, all passengers will watch for free. Something that she has protected for years. Hey! But the baby, he doesn't even care. True or not true?
Aba Friday on phone, when you cast your banum no phone, phone only baby, I will no phone. I will say we ban one of
them. He will be holding your dress and pulling and crying. Then the passengers will say, "Oh, dear man, and yes, she mano." And yes, Yehu kakra na yaden. Yehu kakra, utimu ya yaden. Yehu kakra na yaden. Mani bi. Because children, they don't have self-control.
If he said,
you can't tell them, wait what?
Once
they're hungry.
Now,
that is how some of us are in the spirit.
We
can't tell you that, oh, even though you are having feelings in your body, the feelings are just telling you that you are healthy and you can reproduce in the future. That these feelings do not mean that start having sex. You are an adolescent. You are a youth. You are growing up. Now your cells and your organs are working. That is why you are having this emotional attraction to guys or to ladies. It is because your body is being prepared for procreation in the future. We can't explain all those long theory to you. Once you have erection, it will determine your direction. You do it now. No. Because you have feelings.
The
moment you start feeling
The moment you start feeling as a young lady in your body, no,
you want someone to press you. You want someone to press you.
The
weather has come.
If you say weather,
the weather has come. You don't know that you have to wait. You see, discipline. One of the definitions for discipline is deferred pleasure. Deferred, that means postpone the pleasure. You see, the pleasure is there, but because of ABCD, postpone it.
Postpone it. That's discipline.
Wait and do it later. That's discipline. Wait and do it later. Do it at the right time. So wait till you marry. They don't like that one. Wait till you marry. No. While they are 18, they will do it. They are babies. Like, they are babies. You can't argue about it. They can't wait. They can't be disciplined. No. One baby is hungry. She wants to eat. She wants to eat. She will cry. Everybody will hear. She wants to eat. No matter where you are, once she wants to defecate, she will just defecate anywhere.
And find one baby at work.
You may be in a nice party. People are sitting by you. By the time you realize, you have to be changing diaper. With fragrance everywhere. Because the child cannot discipline herself. No, it's not with me.
If you say akwala owe we need shesho.
My question is, do you discipline yourself? Can you tell yourself that I'm fasting today and truly you are fasting? You don't see Auntie Meli watching and
breaking.
Some of you will be fasting until your mother's food is ready. Once the food is ready, you see that your brothers are going on. You start praying to break it. Like, okay, God, I think I should break around this time. Please. You are a baby. Real mature people. Real mothers. You see, mothers can be fasting and still prepare food and feed their children. Yeah. I can be fasting and I'll be feeding my child. I can be fasting and I'm handling food. I'm fasting. I've been fasting for some weeks now, and I'll be fasting now to January. Anytime I'm with my family from morning to the time I'll break, it means that when they are eating, I'll be there.
And so a press, I pray,
I have to be feeding some. See, and that is when my wife will open some nice jollof and with some chicken and be chewing in front of me. One of the days I say, so you too have mercy on me. You too. At least consider me. That you intentionally come to open this my favorite in front of me. Why you know that? Well, that she was not having mercy on me at all. But in some of you, you can't fast when people are there. You can only fast when you don't have money. True or not true?
You can only fast when you don't have money.
The moment you have money, no watches sell out pass. Your kegari will pass. Then your appetite start rising. That's one of the reasons why God can't bless you early. Because God knows you won't fast when you have a
problem.
Tell somebody, grow up. Self-control. Exercise it. Exercise self-control. Learn how to say no. It's not time. It's not time for me to break my fast. It's not time for me to have sex. I'm not taking alcohol. And get that from your friends so that you don't take it. It's maturity.
Self-control.
So if you are here, you are living on drugs. You are still taking smoke. You are still taking alcohol. You are still practicing immorality, pornography, addictions, and all sort of things. They are traits of babies. You are disgracing God. Like the way the baby is disgracing the mother in public by lack of self-control. You are disgracing God. You are wearing clerical, but you are disgracing God. You are a shepherd, but you are disgracing God. You are an elder in the church, but you are disgracing God. You are leading, but you are disgracing God. You have been in the church for 5 years, but you are disgracing God. Advise the one by you, don't disgrace God. The second stage, childhood stage, Ephesians 4 verse 14. I have to go over because I've seen that some people are here who were not here last week. So they have to understand the babyhood. Otherwise, I don't know. This one that I've taught, I'll teach it next 10 years or 5 years. I'll not teach again. The things I have to teach are many. So, number two, childhood stage. Write it down. Right? I'm helping you to know where you are. Some of you already, you have ticked your names with the babyhood already. You know where you are. Because some of the things I've mentioned is applicable to you. Now let's read Ephesians 4:14. Let's be quick. That we should no longer be children. Everybody say children. The Greek word is nepios. We should no longer be nepios. Children. Tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. Paul is describing how children are. They are tossed. They are always going up and down. They are always going up and down. Carried about with every wind of doctrine. Anything they hear, no, they are running with it. Today they go on social media. They hear, oh, don't pay tithe. Hey, they are running with it. Another time they hear. Yes. Paul is the one
that.
Let's all read. Everybody, one go. That we should. Some are at the back. You are not reading. One go. That we should no longer be children. How are children? How do they behave? Read. One go. Tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. Some people have come on Facebook. They are now saying that, oh, there is nothing wrong. Have sex with your beloved. There's nothing wrong. You must taste before you marry. From church. So some of you go online, then you hear their argument. They say, yes. Where is Pastor Prince? You are living in Stone Age. Come and listen. Come and listen to 21st century preaching. I'm outmoded. I'm an old school. So I should come and listen. How some pastors are teaching. And justifying why you should have sex to check A and check B and be sure before you marry. I didn't sleep with my wife. I obeyed the word of God. I didn't sleep with my wife. I married my wife. And I married her as a virgin. She was a virgin when I married her. Meanwhile, I've known her for years, but she was a virgin. Virgin. And when I came for the Sunday, it was right in this church building. When I came for the Sunday, I announced it in front of her father and everybody who had gathered for Thanksgiving. I said, Papa, thank you. Your daughter is a virgin. I announced it for everybody to hear. I am an old school Christian. I like to be an old school Christian. I want to be an original. I don't want any mixed teachings. If you don't like our originality, you can look for another place and go. Nobody is forcing you. Primitive Christianity, that's what I like. That's what I like. Because this civilization, this civilized Christianity, that is what is leading many to hell.
That's what.
So you see, people who are not strong, are not mature, when they hear anything like that, no, they are happy. Drinking alcohol is not bad. Just try not to be booze. Just try not to be drunk. You see, once they hear that, no, they are happy.
Just
looking for justification to do their own thing. Ah, so for him and the actual super bet. Him and the actual. Eh?
No, sir.
May I sorry, sir? May I be rough? Him and the actual super bet. Who be some is there? So you are happy because somebody preached and said, oh, it is not a lottery, it's not a sin, it's a chance, it's a chance.
Now, so Peter Obeti Maka said, "Eya lotto, dear, eya dia, wo kwa kwa she say ubedi and say wudi." Any Bible be dia.
It's not a sin. Then see that you are happy because you are not a mature person.
We actually say, "Now we obi, we are calling our Awurade mu
to know that anything that becomes addictive is evil." Anybody who is into that thing becomes addicted. Anybody who is into that thing, they end up being poor. No matter how rich they can become today, eventually they become poor. It makes people poor.
I've
handled people who are poor. And when I asked them that, what did you do with your money? Plenty money that you have. What did you do with your money? They say, I keep gambling. And when I get one, I try to get more. Then they will take my money and so I have to go and borrow money and go and borrow from another place to come and chop this one so that I'll go and pay. So they end up creating a mess. And you listen to me, go and investigate. You will find out that 95% or 99% of people who gamble, they are all poor. They end up poor. Today they may win 1 billion, but give them time, it will not stand. It will not stand. All will be wasted. All before they die, they can build mansion, but before they die, all will be wasted. Go and check what I'm saying. Gambling leads to stealing. If you have a child who is into gambling, guess what? They'll be stealing from you. It's simple. Simple.
Obia or de aye or chin tonto
they'll be stealing from you. If there's somebody around you who is into gambling, one of the things they will do is that they'll be stealing from you. Try their luck and see if they can get the money. I interrogated one of them. He said, I was trying to get the money so that I can come and put it back into where I stole this one from. But this one too, Yedi. So I have to call this one and get another money to come and put it. That's how they become
snakes.
And you are telling me that I should quote a scripture. You are telling me I should quote a scripture for you.
Bible
says that anyone who wants to become rich suddenly has an evil eye. You have an ego, you are greedy. Greedy.
Now, Bible says,
you want to have prosperity suddenly. You have an evil eye. That's gambling. You didn't do any work. Suddenly, boom, $1 million. And you say, I should give you a scripture. That is how they are. They are anybody who talks like not that, they are children.
They are children.
They may not be young baby, but they are children.
Anything
they hear, somewhere know they are running with it. They are working with it.
What baby help baby ti send you kwala dani danger mu na manem medical kwa no mu koba no when you know so di ko medical sa pepepe.
Amen. Hallelujah. Now, go back to the main scripture. They are carried about left and right by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. Amen.
Amen.
Now listen, write down. These are the characteristics. One, they are unstable and unsteady. Children, they can't sit at one place. One of the biggest instructions I have given to my first child. For how many years? 6 years now. I've given for 6 years now. She has not been able to obey that one. It's only one instruction. Sit down. That instruction called sit down. If you come to church, you can even have meeting with her and say that when you come, sit down. Don't move. You waste your time. How many of you have children?
The
difficult instruction you can give a child is not bring money, bring do and do this. It's that thing called sit down. Rather, they will stand by the chair. How many of you can see that? They will rather stand by the chair. They will start sitting down. No.
Children
are not stable. You can give them a chair. They will pretend 5 minutes. If you start engaging in other things, by the time you realize she's far away, playing, rolling, say children. People who are children in the spirit, they can't stay in one church. Say, hey. Today they hear a certain church has come in La Paz. They are there.
And then what is that for be Abba Ewa La Paz?
Tomorrow they are invited to a church in Mamobi. They are there.
Their friend Mamobi, I sorry be so abaha etibra.
They hear a certain prophet has landed. He's in wherever I was. They are there.
What is that? Hey, yes, what do you be about what shepherd?
They are unstable. They can't stay in one church. Never. They can't stay in one relationship like they should stay in one thing.
They're
unstable. Ask the one by you, are you a child? Tell him, check your stability. How quick do you change? How quick do you change places? How quick? It looks like you are so unstable. Today you are doing hairdressing. 3 months, no, you are doing fashion. And now you are doing this. What do you want to do? I knew one gentleman, I was trying to help him. He said, oh, okay, daddy, I will learn. I said, okay, what do you want to do? He said, I'll learn keyboard. I said, okay. Then I paid money.
I paid.
He went to start the keyboard school. He did it. Then I think that they got to somewhere. I don't know. I didn't say a shino. Instead of believing God and you keeping at it.
And I realized,
he wasn't going. Then one day he came home, no, he's holding guitar.
Hey, guitar.
Then I said, away from this guitar too.
And I said, guitar is free. He
said, oh daddy, I've gotten somebody's teaching me guitar. But what happened to the keyboard? I paid two instructors. He did the keyboard, the bass. I said, okay, if the bass is what you like, fine.
And also, then
he started with the bass. They started teaching him some basic. So he was enjoying. When he comes, he will come and tell me that, oh, daddy, this one can look at easy way, easy crossing way.
Well, also,
after some few months, I didn't see him with the bass again. What happened? We had the crossing keyboard. Children don't like hard things. Have you ever seen your child wake up taking your broom and sweeping your room before? Have you ever seen? If you have a child, they will try to sweep. They will try to do things that you'll be happy. They will intentionally take that. Today, but I can bet you they will not finish the sweeping.
How
many mothers and fathers are here?
When he back to say, oh, me beg your yard here.
They will start.
And
you say that, oh, my baby is doing well. They will start. Look at me, I'm sweeping.
But mommy,
you can say, okay, finish sweeping, I'm going to do it. By the time you come, she has found some chobi around. And she's playing with the chobi. And she will not finish the work. Is it true? Because children are not stable. They are not stable. They are not consistent.
If you say enkola
they start shepherding school. 3 weeks they will stop.
Obeshe shepherding school
They will come to the choir. Rehearsal one, rehearsal two. You'll be happy that, oh, they are in uniform. Oh, finally, this girl has found a ministry. Oh. Give them to me.
Oh.
It looks like they cannot do one thing for long. Children. Some of you joined the ashes unit. You went only 3 times. You have stopped. You were a child. Some of you started sweeping this church. You woke up 1, 2, 3. The next time we were calling you, you said, "Etomi John, Etomi Mabre."
Obisha, sorry, I say, "Oba ya baku mienu mien sa." Afe uko nyane ne se, "Ey, eko asore." Oh, mukramu hadren.
Every leader here, when you see this trait in the life of someone, just know the level they are. They are children.
So we are penny wa safumu na unhu bibi se ya.
They are very unsteady. They are very unstable. Tossed to and fro. They are going about. They are so busy. So busy. Do you know that children can be very busy? Yet, not productive. You have to force them to sleep. You have to force them to sleep. They are busy. Either they are playing with some toy, or they are cooking something, or they are they don't rest. They will play. When you see them in the church, they look so busy. But you cannot tell which group they are involved in. You cannot tell. Because they will not stay in one group for long. No. Today they are in media. Tomorrow they have swish. They are in choir. Another time they have swish. They will promise you, "Oh, daddy, from today we'll start doing the work." Like some care callers that I have. Some people who are called care callers in this church. They will promise you, we'll do the work. Then you give them the list, then they'll start. Then I'll be happy for week one. If they cross 2 weeks, and then come say, "Nyame honhom asane." They don't cross 2 weeks.
They will
not cross 2 weeks. For 2 years, the same cycle.
You
gather them. Week one, they will work for you. You see them after church, they are working.
2 weeks.
Children, 2 weeks. 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Anybody here will give you work. You don't do it to the end. You are a child. I said you are a child. We give you a work you cannot do to the end. You start the evangelism. You go day one, day two. You stop. You are a child. Children, when they see opposition, they will back off. When they see opposition, they will back off. Are you following what I'm saying? Are you following me? Clap your 2 hands for the Lord. Number two, they are fruitless, playful activities. They do fruitless and playful activities. Children, they don't do anything to contribute to the income of the house. Go and check your children. Just go and check your children. Everything they do from morning to evening, it doesn't pay bills. It doesn't bring any development to the family. They are just playing. They are just playing. That is how spiritual children are. Spiritual children, when they are in the church, they will never do anything that will make the church grow. Never. Win souls, they won't win. Join the ministry and serve, they will not. They are not in any group. But when church closes, they are playing with this. They are chatting with this. They can leave here very late, but they don't belong to any group. It is just the playing they want to play. I told some people, that you people, it looks like staying here after church for your social gathering is why you are here. It's not like you want to do shepherding work. You don't want to do some ladies. I told them, that you, it's not shepherding work you want to do. Your friends are here. That's why you are sitting down.
Your
characteristics of children. They want to play, they want to have fun. Listen, if you come and see the way my first daughter will be pushing and let's go to church. Even in the evening. If you say you not take her to church, no, cry. She wants you to pick her. No matter how tired, she wants to go to church. So one time I told her mother, I don't know whether she remember. One time I told her, it's not like she's spiritual. Oh, don't interpret this as, oh my, thank God my children like church. No. She's just coming to play. She's just coming to play. It is not spirituality. It's not like she likes church. At home, there's nobody to play with. So when she comes here, she'll find Amiye, she'll find Papa J, she'll find people and play with. So when she's forcing you that let's go to church, don't interpret that as born again. No. So watch them. Whilst you are busily praying, they are playing at the back. They have tablet. They are watching. They are rolling on the floor. Did they come to church? No. So I told her, when you are 6 years, I'll not let you play again. When you are 6 years, you have to sit down. When I'm preaching, sit down. Even that one is still a battle. Amen.
Amen.
That's how children are. They will come and hang out. See that some of you are here because of boys and girls. Come and hang out.
You
are a child. What do you do in the church? Ask the one by you, what do you do in this church? Are you afraid of the person? Say, ask, what do you do in the church? What do you do to promote rescue? Like, what do you do that pushes the work we are doing here? I am preaching. Somebody is playing. Somebody is gardening. Somebody is doing that. What do you also do? What do you do in this church? Take the answer for me. Now, you can see the difference between the people who are maturing and the children. They don't do anything in the church. They don't do anything. They have been in the church for 2 years. But they don't belong to any ministry. And they are okay. They come, they have fun, they enjoy worship, they enjoy praise, they dance, they do everything. It was a wonderful service. The praise and worship was good. In fact, I like that guy. That guy is very good. Because they don't do anything in the church, they have time to mark everybody. Ask the one by, what do you do here? Get something productive. Add something to the family. Don't be a child. Only children don't add anything to the family. They are just playing around us. Their mother will be cooking. They will be playing. Stop it. That's all. They will not even come and hold anything. So they start growing. They now tell them, hey, my friend, come here. That means they are now growing. But at a certain age, they will never be playing. Am I worrying you? Am I offending you? I told you that we are here to grow. The fact that you are not even happy with what I'm saying is a sign that you are not even a child, you are a baby. But because you are even angry that I say you are doing nothing in the church, I've demoted you. You are not a baby. Go back to Crete, because you are still suffering from offense. So go back to Crete. Amen.
Amen.
May you be productive.
Amen.
May you be fruitful in the hands of
Amen.
God. May you perform activities like soul winning. You invite people to the church. Because of you, many people are coming. You pray for the church. You give. You do things in the house. You join ministries. You are active for God. Not busybody.
Amen.
Not just busybody.
Also, you be Edmer Rade.
Number three, they are curious. Children are curious. Curious. Very, very curious. If you person moving film,
my daughter
asked me a certain question.
That's,
I don't know how to answer the question. One day she asked me that, where are babies from? Then I said they are from heaven. I said,
oh,
they are from heaven. I thought I've done a good job. She came back 1 week.
Now
and then she asked me, how did God put them in the stomach of mommy? Like, how did God put them? God opened. She asked me practical questions. That did they cut the stomach? Answer me now, man. There was something like that. It's a question I've not found an answer to. You're pining in shame. Children are curious. Say they are curious. They want to check everything, ask about everything. When there are children in the church, they are very curious. Why do they give two offerings? They will ask you, why do they give two offerings? Why is it that everybody is taking communion? They are very curious. Why is it that this church, I don't see anybody in Duku? They are always probing into something. They don't understand anything. So they are always probing into things. Always curious. Curious. Why? This church, why? I've been hearing that they said, beloved. Who is beloved?
What is beloved?
They always want to look for something to say. Why is it that some people have rasta in the church and pastor have allowed them? Why? Why is it that this church, they have been doing like rapping? Why? They are always looking for something to say about the church. They are probing. It's a sign of children. They don't have understanding. They don't understand. Why is he standing there? The pastor, who is he afraid of? Why are people standing
here? True or not
true? Some of you, are you not asking the same question? Amen.
Amen.
Curiosity. Say curiosity.
Yes.
They want to go and try fornication and know what it is. They want to try. They say pornography. How is it? They want to watch one and see. They want to watch one. They have been hearing. They want to watch and see. Curiosity is how a lot of you have become addict. A lot of you have become addict because you decided to watch and see
how it looks like.
Today you cannot stop.
If you say,
they say sex is nine. They say sex is nine. So you want to check and see. Curiosity.
What?
I was so curious. I wanted to know how smoking feels like. So we went for cane. See, when you cut the cane, then you put it in fire. Then when it lights and it's burning, Then you put it in your mouth like that. Then you pull the smoke. Then you release it like that. They say,
if I would tell my name.
Hire. Say curiosity.
Fifimu.
Then we'll be competing with ourselves that, ah, no, there's another one that you have to let it pass through your nose. That one is more powerful. Can you do it? I can't do it. Can you do it? I can't do it. I can't. Then we'll put it there. So they say, no, swallow it. Then swallow. Then it come up. Say, yeah! Wow! That means you are the champion. Curiosity. That's how they are. Spiritually, when you see that, people are always curious. They are trying to check. It was in this church. It was in this church. Why is it that they are doing
this? I don't know what to say.
Don't interpret that to be spirituality. There are a lot of them, they are children.
And first, how do you win?
They just look for things to criticize every church. So that they are very spiritual. They look down everybody, curious and investigating everything. 2 Timothy 3:11. For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies, gossips, talking about everybody and everything. 1 Peter 4:15. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, an evildoer, or as a busybody in other people's matters. If you feel, hey, I didn't know of late, mommy. Of late, you don't dress. This is the first instead of dressing, you know. For concern. And so what? And so what? If she doesn't dress the way she used to do, and for what?
It was yes, you know, no, CCS, you know, can and I found home.
Of late, I don't see that this man has. And so what? Of late, I don't see this lady.
Hey,
Then they'll start gossiping. Hey, I hear that they said of late. They said, I hear that they say busybody in other people's matters. Advise the one by you. Stop being a busybody in other people's matters. Stop being a busybody.
And do you know how?
How they gossip charismatically. Do you know a charismatic gossip? Delta, let me show you a charismatic gossip. Delta. Everybody watch me. This is how Christians gossip.
Say
and
they cover it with
spirituality. When Christians are gossiping, they gossip with a star. They will spiritualize it. Oh, Sister Mariam. I was praying, but you know, have you taken notice of brother so and so or sister so and so? Said, oh no, I don't know, but I don't see him well. I think that we should pray for him. Okay, I think that we should pray for her. But, you know, I wanted to be sure because see, my spirit was gossip. Instead of they tell that, give me gist, they will say that they just want to be sure so they can pray for the person. I'm praying for you. Say of late, you know, as a pastor, was a sakakra. Yeah, die soon be a year me of late, you know. Mama yampon pie man, why? Then you two say that it was swim womb. Then the gossip, you see. But it looks like it is appeal for prayer. It looks like they have good intention. Oh, let's pray for that brother. But you are gossiping. It is actually the information you need. And when you leave there, you go to the. Then go and tell the other guy, if you marry, I'm in pussy. Yes, so I'm busy in Temo. But you not tell the person that you went to tell Mariam that you are seeing a vision in the spirit and you want to pray. You don't say that. They will carry what Mariam will say, add it to the. And be going. Tell the one by you, stop being a busybody. In other people's matters, it's a childhood behavior. It's a childhood behavior. Gossiping.
One
day, my daughter asked me a question.
She came to my office and she saw a male and a female in my office. After they left, she came to ask me, "Daddy, are they coming to do wedding?" I said yes. And
I
said,
"Hey, so would they do kissing?"
And Obusa said, "Hey, it will umba free or mano."
I will say, a child, she has studied the trend that any time a male and a female enters into my office, few months after, they do wedding. And in the wedding to the case. So a child, she wants to be curious. She's checking. So now when a boy and a girl enters my office, now she'll come and ask. I did the next. Busybody. So one of the time I said, "Hey, go away." Because I realized that she wants to be busybody. That's how children are. They are curious. Hey. If you are giving your dress to somebody, make sure your child doesn't see it.
So, what do I tell the baby?
My child go and say,
"Who said what the money panel?
This one is daddy's dress.
And that's how they are. Obey any pan baby.
This one is mommy's dress.
Where I am, papa, and
that's how good any mass you. Oh, yeah, bofra. That's how they are.
And that's how they are. Oh, good any pan any mass. Bofra.
So, sometimes when we put things together, we're going to give to somebody. I said, "Don't let her see it." When she even says, why are you taking to? I said, "It's not your business." Curiosity. That's how children are. And that's how some of us are in the church.
And Nkwala Etie.
And
Fifi Mua Ehun here.
Amen.
Amen.
They are talkatives. They talk too much.
May
you not be a talkative.
Amen.
I said, may you not be a talkative. Mature people are very quiet. Do you know that? When you enter into a house where children are there, you hear their voice first, unless they are
asleep.
You hear their voice first. They talk and they shout.
The
people who make noise in every church are the children, the spiritual children. We don't like this.
We
don't like that. And then you do this too much. And then we don't like this.
And
they are always talking.
Complaining.
There's a saying that what a dog will see and will bark, will, when a cat sees it, it will what? Take off its eye.
There's an account
adage. I'll say an account. Say openi. Ojie den
manti.
An adult. When an adult is in the house, he pretends like he doesn't hear. He pretends like he didn't hear what you said. There are many things I hear. I behave like I've not heard it.
Yeah. Because when I
confront everybody to be a problem, some of you are babies, I can't confront you. Some of you are children, I will not confront
say,
you.
Madrin,
say, I only confront
adults.
When you are an adult, you don't talk too much. When you are spiritually matured, you don't talk too much. Those of you who are spiritually children, always you are complaining about something. And I don't like the uniform. And I don't like this. And I don't like that. And I don't like this. And I don't like that. I don't like the way they preach. I don't like the way they did this. I don't like the way they sing. I don't like the way the instrumentalists do. I don't like how the usher spoke to you. Everything, you have a problem with it. You are a child. You like talking too much. Shut up. Talk too much.
Jive.
Small church, you are coming. You are always complaining. Small group, you are part of. The leader always have headache because of you. When they say, "Let's meet in the evening," hey, I'll get on. Let's meet in the afternoon. Hey, ask for me in the afternoon. Hey, okay, let's sew this uniform. Hey, it's so expensive. Why they don't sew uniform to you? You are the same person. Look for the children for me. Look for the children. Why? You complain too much.
There's no perfect church. Oh. Tell the one by there's no perfect church.
When
you came, you didn't see any member with wings behind them. There's no
member.
The pastor, does he have wings? Do you see wings behind me? No. We are not perfect people here. Talk too much. Talk too much. When you grow up, you stop talking. You pray more. You pray more. When you see something, you pray more about it. A cat is emotionally matured than a dog.
That's
why people respect dogs, cats more than dogs. People respect cats. Cats are neat, cats are this, cats are that. They are emotionally matured. They don't make noise. When they see something, they look at it with a certain way. They are a dog.
Oh.
If a car is passing on the roadside and the car is honking, the dog will be shouting in your house. Whoa, 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 whoa. Obey him. Don't be a dog. Oh. Don't be a dog. Everything you to attack it. Everything you attack it. Everything you attack it. You don't tell it. If you don't tell it, stay in your house. Everything you attack it. You can't see something, just keep quiet. You can't see somebody's dress and just zip up.
Which means who
you can't see somebody's dress. Everything you say.
Have we
appointed you compound overseer in this church? Are you the IGP of the church? Who made you the police officer? That when somebody doesn't dress well, you should talk. When somebody does this, you should talk. Who made you a police officer? Leave them alone. Let them grow up. And you too grow up. Listen to me. I don't like what I'm saying. That's why you're not clapping. Don't worry. Last week some people left. They were angry, but I don't even mind. I'm teaching.
I'm teaching
the word of God. Come next month. Next month I'll be teaching 15 keys to financial explosion. That will teach you how you get money in your pocket. But that's for today. I said, learn to shut up. Learn to keep quiet. And pray more. Because you are causing too many problems. Every day, see, there's no problem that has come that your name was not mentioned. There are people like that in the church. A case comes to my office and I ask, okay, where did you hear it from? How did you hear it? It looks like when I trace the rope, there's always a certain midfielder, 07. Why? Everything, you are the one spreading it. You have problem with everybody. Anytime something comes to the church and we are not sure and we want to be sure, I tell my wife, call this person. Call her and ask her, because I know that she knows everything. Concern headquarters. Call her. When you call her, she will have an answer. She knows. But nothing happens in this church that she will not know. Call her.
If it's the same BN will be
you have turned yourself to zero. You know everybody's issue in the church.
Everybody's issue.
Shut up. Get quiet. You like talking too much. You like talking too much. Am I preaching?
Yes,
all of a sudden the church has changed. All of a sudden, look that they don't like the pastor again. They look that they say, bring another pastor. I'll go. Don't worry. Don't bring another pastor. When I started teaching, you were happy. You were clapping for me. See now you have changed your face.
I'm ending. Proverbs 22:15. Proverbs 22:15. Look at the people who talk too much. Look at them. I'm going to show you something. Everybody read this scripture with me carefully. One, go. Foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child. What is in the heart of a child? Say it loudly. You are not a child. Abi, you say you are mature. So say it loud. Foolishness is in the heart of a child. Good. We are going to do mathematics. Give me Ecclesiastes 5:13. Ecclesiastes 5:13. Don't forget that foolishness is in the heart of every child. The way to know that the person is a child is that he has a trait of foolishness. Ecclesiastes 5:13. Everybody read it. I'm closing with you. My point, sorry, next week. Next month, because I don't have financial prosperity. 13. Everybody, one go. There is a severe evil which I have seen under. Give me King James. Ecclesiastes 5:3. Ecclesiastes 5:3. Not 13. 3. Don't spoil my mathematics for me. 3. One go. For a dream comes through the multitude of business, and a fool's voice is known by multitude of words. Go to New King James. Read it again. For a dream, go to New King James. Brother, are you a victim? Are you a culprit? I mean, one go. For a dream comes through much activity, and a fool's voice is known by his many words. How do you know a fool? He talks too much. And a fool is the one who is a child. So a child talks too much because the child has a trait called foolishness. And the foolishness make him talk too much. He's not as wise as a cat. A cat sees and takes off its eyes and prays. Don't be a fool. Don't be a fool.
Manage me for.
Be matured. Handle things maturely.
You will be a winning.
Don't follow everything. Then you are talking so. They said the pastor has done this. They said the pastor's wife has done this. They said that leader has done this.
Yes, so why? There be.
Foolishness is in the heart of a child. And a fool's voice is known by his many words. So a child talks too much. Every day the mother will say, keep quiet. Oh, keep quiet. Go to every school where children are. They're number one. Whatever you will hear. Is keep quiet. Shout, keep quiet. Shout it loud. Shout it loud. You see, those who are not saying it are the children. It is the teacher that says keep quiet, Abby. The children don't say keep quiet. Shout it for the last time. Rise up to your feet.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.